Podcast. Hello and welcome to the Manological Podcast. It's episode 4 of series 11. On this week's episode, we have features on ancient Greek stories, chocolate brands, family days out, Christmas movies, a songs quiz, and an ABBA quiz. Plus, our teacher interview is with outdoor learning teacher Mrs. Wachowski. Let's get things started with Imar from Year 4, who has linked her feature to what she's been learning about in history, the ancient Greeks.
Hello, my name is Imar and I'm in Year 4. Today, I will be reading three short Greek stories. First, Paris and the Beauty Contest. The Great Trojan War was started by a simple beauty contest. Three goddesses couldn't agree who was the fairest, so they asked the prince Paris to decide. He chose Aphrodite, who promised him the most beautiful woman in the world as his wife. Unfortunately, this was Helen, who was already married to King Menelaus, so he stole her away, which triggered the Trojan War. Next, how the seasons came to be. Ever wondered how the seasons came to be? Well, this is the Greek story. Persephone, daughter of Demeter, who was goddess of nature, was so beautiful that Hades, god of the underworld, fell in love with her and whisked her off to live with him in his underground palace. Demeter was devastated. She abandoned everything to rescue her daughter. The world grew cold and plants withered. Finally, it was agreed that Persephone would spend half the year with Hades, autumn and winter, and the other half with her mother, which is when summer and spring take place. Finally, Icarus and Daedalus. Daedalus was a great inventor who designed the labyrinth on Crete to house the Minotaur. Then he fell out with King Minos and had to flee. He and his son Icarus flew to freedom on wings they had made out of wax and feathers, but Icarus ignored his father's warnings to not fly too close to the sun. Instead, he flew as high as he could. The wax melted and Icarus plummeted into the sea and died. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast. Please remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends.
Next, here are Florence and Ahana from Year 4 with some recommended family days out.
Hi, my name is Ahana and here with me is Florence.
Today we are going to be talking about the top 5 family holidays. But first, let's get back to the riddle. It's where you can relax, you don't scream or shout, just take a deep breath and let your feelings out.
The answer is the Japanese garden. Now let's get back onto the theme parks. Our two theme park days out are Legoland Windsor Resort and Alton Towers. Legoland offers a unique family-friendly experience with rides, shows and attractions designed for children aged 2 to 12.
Alton Towers is a well-known theme park with rides and attractions spread across acres of countryside suitable for the whole family.
Our two zoos and farms days out are Willows Activity Farm and Hertfordshire Zoo. Willows Activity Farm is a popular designer for younger children and to farm animals, play areas and shows.
Hertfordshire Zoo was voted a top outdoor attraction, offering a wide array of animals and activities in a natural setting.
Our two attractive and active days are Air Hop Trampoline Park and the London Dungeon. Air Hop Trampoline Park has lots of locations across the UK. These parks offer indoor fun and for various ages.
The London Dungeon is an interactive and thrilling experience that delves into London's dark history.
Riddle 3. Your thought shaped me, your words became mine. Mr. G made me and you can find me online. You'll find out next podcast.
Thank you for listening.
On to music next. Here is Maya from Year 4 with a songs quiz.
Hi, I'm Maya and today I'm going to do a song quiz for you. And the first song is...
Oh, I take one look at you, you're taking me out of the ordinary.
Ordinary by Alex Warren. Don't worry if you didn't get it, you'll probably get the next one. It was Rocking Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee. Guess the next one. It's going to be a good one. Christmas Is You by Mary Carey, and there is one more Christmas song coming up.
Last Christmas I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special.
Last Christmas by Wham. Now the last song of my quiz today.
I was left to my own devices. Many days fell away with nothing to show. And the walls kept tumbling down in the city that we love.
Pompeii by Bastille. Hopefully you enjoyed listening, and remember to rate, like, subscribe and tell your friends. I hope you enjoyed my part of the podcast. Bye.
Over to Shaquille and Bobby in year five, who have their top chocolate brands.
Hello and welcome to the Manor Lodge School podcast. And today we're going to talk about chocolate brands.
Number one, Cadbury Dairy Milk. Cadbury Dairy Milk is a British brand of milk chocolate manufactured by Cadbury since 1905. Every product in the dairy milk line is made exclusively with milk chocolate. In 1928, Cadbury introduced the glass and a half slogan to accompany the dairy milk chocolate bar to advertise the bar's higher milk content. The bar was developed by George Cadbury Jr. and made by 1945. And by 1945, it had become the company's best-selling product. Dairy milk is also available in many other countries, including China, India, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, the Philippines, Indonesia, and Bangladesh, as well as in the United States, where it is manufactured and distributed by the Hershey's Company under license from Cadbury with a recipe that differs from the original.
Number two, Hotel Chocolate. Hotel Chocolate Group Limited is a British chocolate manufacturer and cocoa grower. It produces and distributes chocolate and other cocoa-related products online and through a network of cafes, restaurants, outlets and factory stores. By 2023, it had been reported that the firm had 125 stores spread across the United Kingdom. It is the only company in the UK to own its own cocoa farm. Its acquisition by Mars Inc. was completed in January 2024. Hotel Chocolate has unveiled a new creative platform to promote its Velvetizer drinking chocolate system by harnessing the power of generative AI. The new campaign created by Gravity Road combines human creativity with the Gen AI technology to take audiences on a playful journey into the very heart of the Hotel Chocolate brand story.
Number 3, Kit Kat. Kit Kat is a chocolate bar created by Roundtree's of York, England. It is produced globally by Nestle, except in the United States, where it is made under license by the H.B. Reese Candy Company, a division of the Hershey Company, an agreement Roundtree's first made with the Hershey in 1970. Standard Kit Kat bars have two or four pieces, known as fingers. Each finger has three layers of wafer covered in a thin coating of chocolate. Each finger can be snapped from the bar separately. There are many flavours of Kit Kat, including milk, white and dark chocolate.
Number 4. Maltesers. Maltesers are a British confectionery product manufactured by Mars Inc. First launched in 1937. Maltesers consist of a spheroid malted milk centre surrounded by milk chocolate. The slogan is, "The lighter the way to enjoy chocolate." Maltesers are sold in many markets around the world in a variety of packaging, including plastic bags, ranging in the size from small, fun size, upwards. Larger cardboard boxes and tubes and plastic buckets, ranging in size from medium to very large. They also have medium-sized teasers in celebration boxes. Maltesers are also one of the types of chocolate included in Mars Revels assortment.
Number 5. Dubai Chocolate. Dubai Chocolate is a style of chocolate bar filled with kadayif, chopped phyllo pastry, and a pistachio tahini cream. It was created in 2021 by Neil Catis O'Manil, a Filipino chef, and Sara Hamada, a British-Egyptian engineer, who together formed Fixed Dessert Chocolatier, an Emirati chocolatier in Dubai. Dubai chocolate was popularised in 2024 by influencers on social media, especially those on TikTok, and has since been imitated by vendors worldwide.
Number 6. Feastables. Feastables Inc. is a chocolate and snack brand created by American YouTuber Jimmy Donaldson, better known as Mr. Beast. In January 2022, Donaldson announced the creation of his company, which launched its own brand of chocolate bars called Mr. Beast Bar Feastables. Feastables chocolate products are manufactured in Peru by Machu Picchu Foods SAC. Feastables are a line of chocolate bars created by Mr. Beast, made with simple, high-quality ingredients like cocoa butter, sugar, and milk powder, available in various flavors. Popular options include classic milk chocolate, milk crunch with puffed rice, peanut butter, almond, and dark chocolate. The bars are individually wrapped in 60-gram portions and are designed to be a premium treat with a rich, creamy texture and flavours that are often described as smooth and satisfying. Number 7. Galaxy. Galaxy is a brand of chocolate products made and marked by Mars Inc., and first manufactured in the United Kingdom, 1960. Galaxy is sold in the United Kingdom, Ireland, South Africa, the Middle East, Morocco, India, Pakistan, Australia, Malta, and is also sold in the United States, Canada, Mexico, and various continental European countries as Dove. In 2014, Galaxy was ranked the second best selling chocolate bar in the UK Arthur, Cadbury Dairy Milk.
Galaxy chocolate is described as a smooth, creamy and indulgent milk chocolate known for its signature melt in your mouth, texture and lingering caramel notes. It is made with high quality cocoa and milk and is created using a special cooking process that enhances the caramel essence. The brand is produced by Mars Inc. and in some regions is known as Dove Chocolate.
Thank you for listening to the Manor Lodge School podcast. Remember to rate, like, subscribe and tell your friends. Bobby and Shaq out.
More music now, but going back a couple of generations. Here are Ava and Alexa in Year 4 who have a quiz about the 1970s pop group ABBA.
Hello, my name is Ava.
And I'm Alexa. Today we are going to give you a quiz on ABBA. Our first question is,
which year did ABBA win the Eurovision Song Contest?
The answer is in 1975. Our next question is,
how did they get their names?
The answer is, they used the first letter from each of their names.
What were their names?
Their names were Annie Fried Lyngstad, Benny Andersson, Björn Vilez, Agneta Fasskog.
What song they won the Eurovision?
The answer is Waterloo. Now we are going to play a bit of the song.
Was their biggest hit?
The answer is Dancing Queen. The answer is Sweden. ABBA was a Swedish pop band.
What movie used most of their songs?
The answer is Mamma Mia, which is my favourite movie.
How many songs did they use in Mamma Mia?
The answer is 21. We hope you enjoyed listening to our part of the podcast. Thank you for listening.
Bye-bye.
Next, Ava from Year 4 is getting into the Christmas spirit and has a list of the top Christmas movies for you.
Hi, I'm Ava and I'm in Year 4. Today I'm going to talk to you about the top 5 Christmas movies. It's so exciting that Christmas is so near. Number 1. How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Inside of Snowflake exists the magic land of Whovilly. In Whovilly, like the Whos, an almost mutated sort of munchkin-like people. All the Whos love Christmas, yet just outside of their beloved Whovilly lives the Grinch. The Grinch is a nasty creature that hates Christmas and plots to steal it away from the Whos, whom he equally abhors. yet a small child, Cindy Lou, who decides to try befriending the Grinch. 2. Elf. One Christmas Eve, a baby from orphanage crawls into Santa's sack and it's unwittingly taken back to the North Pole. When the infant is discovered at Santa's workshop, the elves name him Buddy, after his diaper's brand label, and Papa Elf adopts him. Growing up, Papa Buddy believes that he is an elf, but discovers in adulthood that he is actually a human. Papa Elf informs Buddy that his birth parents are Walter. 3. It's a Wonderful Life. On Christmas Eve 1945, in Bedford Falls, New York, George Bailey contemplates suicide. The prayers of his family and friends reach heaven, where Guardian Angel Second Class Karen Oddbody is assigned to save George and earn his wings. Clarence is shown flashbacks of George's life. He watches 12-year-old George rescue his brother Harry from drowning in a frozen pond, leaving George with deafness in his left ear. George later saves pharmacist Mr. Gower from accidentally poisoning a customer. 4. Home Alone. The M. Callister family prepares to spend Christmas in Paris, gathering at Kate and Peter's home in Wintentka and Chisango suburb. On the night before their departure, Kate and Peter's youngest son, Kevin, is ridiculed by his siblings and cousins due to his immaturity. Kevin inadvertently ruins the family dinner after a scuffle from his oldest brother Buzz, resulting in Kate punishing him by sending him up to the attic. Frustrated with Kate allowing the rest of the family to pick up on him, Kevin wishes that his family would disappear. During the night, high winds cause a power outage, disabling the alarm clocks and causing the family to oversleep. In the confusion and rush to get to O'Hare Airport, Kevin is left behind. And finally, The Christmas Chronicles. In December 2019, in Lowell, Massachusetts, widow Claire Purse struggles to keep her family together around Christmas after her husband, Doug, who was a firefighter, died in a fire. Their son, Teddy, has lost much of his Christmas spirit, while their younger daughter, Kate, keeps it alive and continues to believe in Santa Claus. On Christmas Eve, Claire is called into hospital to fill in for a co-worker, leaving Teddy to look after Kate. While watching old family Christmas videos, Kate notices an arm appear out of a camera. Thanks for listening. Remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends. Bye.
We round things off with our teacher interview for this episode. Here are Anissa and Phoebe from Year 4 putting the questions to infant outdoor learning specialist, Mrs. Wyszorski.
Hello, our names are Phoebe and Anissa, and today we are going to interview Mrs. Wyszorski.
Hello, Mrs. Wyszorski.
Hello, girls.
Thank you for joining us on our Manor Lodge podcast and letting us interview you.
My pleasure.
The first question we want to ask you is, do you enjoy teaching outdoor learning?
I love it. It is something that I get so much joy from, and I've got so much passion for taking lovely children like you outside.
What is one of your favourite lessons to teach your children in outdoor learning?
I love our cooking activities. So when we're doing anything that's cooking, the children really, really enjoy it. I don't give them a recipe. I show them what they need to do, and they're absolutely amazing at it. So I would say cooking outside over an open fire is something I love doing.
Oh. If you were not a teacher, what other job would you do?
I think I'd work in travel. Something, I don't know what, something to do with travel would, I'd love it, basically. When I was a lot younger, I did a lot of travelling and I went around the world before I settled down and had my family. So travel, definitely.
What are some of your favourite bugs in outdoor learning?
So for this one, I can't tell you that there's one specific bug. I love them all because everything on our earth is there for a reason, especially bugs. They're part of our ecosystem. They're really, really important. So I love all bugs.
Mm.
You happy with that, Phoebe?
Yeah.
Good.
If you are cooking with the children, what would you want to make? Like, what would come to your mind?
Well, the kind of things that I do, which did come to my mind, for example, is reception make flatbread with me. They make quesadillas in the summer term using herbs that we plant and grow in the spring term. We also, with year one, we're just in the middle of our making pizza pockets outside. They'll make campfire donuts. And we are looking now at using what grows outside. So in the summer term with year one, I'll be making elderflower fritters with them. So
that
they can taste
nice.
Things that grow naturally outside. So, yeah.
We would also like to know why you chose to teach the infants, not the juniors.
I didn't. I was told who I was teaching. So I didn't actually choose. But I think for me, it works really, really well for me. Because in all the years I've worked in education, early years and infants are where my real experience is, so I'm able to understand those age groups and then build everything I'm doing around those age groups. So it was Mrs. Lobo's decision, but one I think she got right.
You are a very good teacher, and I miss you teaching us all. We wish you could still teach us in outdoor learning.
You need to speak to Mr. Kitley. You need to speak to Mr. Kitley. Maybe we could do a collaboration one day or something like that. I can't say it will happen, but I have to say I miss all of you too. We had lots of fun.
What is the best thing about teaching at Manor Lodge?
You guys, the children. And I'm not just saying that. You are a joy to work with. You're resilient, you get stuck in, you try things even if you're a little bit worried about it. And I'm starting to find that that is already beginning to happen with our young reception children as well. Very adaptable. So it's the children that make the difference.
Do you have any hobbies outside of school?
So I need to have a little look at this one because I did write it down. So one of my biggest passions is eating out. Any opportunity I get to not have to cook at home and to go to a lovely restaurant and be served, I'm all over that. And I love walking. I go with my bigger family. We do lots of walks in London and things like that. So eating and walking.
Do you have a favourite movie or book?
School of Rock is my favourite movie. I can watch that time after time after time and not get fed up with it. I really enjoy that. I don't necessarily have a favourite book. I do like crime thrillers. I enjoy reading them. But equally, I like reading romantic novels as well. So I'll read anything that interests me.
I really like School of Rock as well.
Good, yeah, me too. Yeah, it's brilliant, isn't it? And I love Jack Black.
So what's your favourite type of music?
Again, I like all sorts of music. You know, sometimes my husband likes rock music and there's certain things that I like listening to with him. I like 80s music big time. That's, you know, something I love. All sorts, really, girls. All sorts. If I like the sound, I like the sound.
If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
What would my superpower be? I think to sometimes be invisible. So that I could pop into your lessons with Mr. Kitley and you wouldn't know I was there to see how well you're doing and have you still got that resilience and independence and all of those things going on. So to be invisible.
I would choose that as well.
Thank you, Mrs. Raskorski, for letting us interview you.
It was my pleasure. I've really enjoyed it. Thank you, girls.
Thank you for answering our questions and for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, girls. Thanks, Mrs. Pashorsky. And thanks to everyone for listening. We'll be back with one more episode before Christmas, so please do hit that subscribe button, let the rest of the Manor Lodge community know about the podcast, and why not leave us a review. The music you heard at the start of the podcast was a piece of music created on GarageBand by Bobby in Year 5. And now to close the show, here is Shakira from Year 5 playing X's and O's by L. King on the guitar.
Manor Lodge School Podcast. Please.